Hi, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Sirianni, your host with the most. Thank you so much for joining us today on Jim on the Air. Very excited to keep the show going. And this is like my third show since my little break that I took. I took about a couple month hiatus from the show just because of everything that was going on in my life at the time. But now the show is back, and this is very exciting to do another episode. And I'm very grateful for everybody who is listening or watching, whichever the case may be. Today on the show, I have with me writer and actor Matt Talbot. Matt has written an original play called Reptile, and he's going to be performing his show at Center Stage Theater. It plays February 4th through the 6th at Center Stage in downtown Santa Barbara. And performances are at 8 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, 2 p.m. on Sunday. And you can learn more and get ticket information on the Center Stage website, centerstagetheater.org. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and give them a call at the box office, which is 805-963-0408. And I'm very excited to have Matt with us to tell us more about his play, Reptile. And Matt, welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Jim. I really appreciate you inviting me. And I hope that people come out. We need bottoms in the seats. Theater is a very important thing to support as we start to come out of this pandemic. It's, you know, there's nothing like live theater. And I think it's important that we all come back together at this point and celebrate art and ourselves. And
yeah, so I want to talk about Reptile, but before we do, just tell us a little bit about your path as far as a career in the performing arts. Where did that start for you?
Sure. Yeah, so I didn't do any theater in high school. I was a baseball player in high school. Then I went to Chico State. A friend asked me to audition for a play with him. I got a tiny little part. I fell in love. And then I changed my major to theater. Did a couple years of theater in San Francisco after I graduated. Then I went to Wayne State in Detroit and got an MFA in acting. Then I moved to LA, pursued acting for a while. That didn't work out that great for me, but you know, I'm not dead, so so then I moved to LA, like everybody, New York or LA. I went to LA and got a little bit of work here and there, but then I grew up in Santa Barbara. I moved back to Santa Barbara and I got a job at Santa Barbara City College in the theater department. And I've also taught at other places, El Camino College down south, teaching acting. So I've been teaching acting for a while now, because I was also teaching acting when I was pursuing acting. So I love teaching. It's great. I really enjoy it. And I love acting and performing and writing and directing as well. So
nice. And how long have you been with City College in Santa Barbara?
Longest I've ever been in a singular thing. I've been there since 2008.
Oh, wow.
So do the math, but that's a while. So I really love teaching at the City College level. I think it's a great place to shape people. And I try to shape people first and actors second. So yeah, and I think, you know, acting's a skill that you can draw on no matter what you go into.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Right.
And I love it. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you the same question that people ask me all the time, too. Which do you prefer, acting or directing? And why?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one.
I know it is.
That is a really tough one. I love them both so much, but... Yeah, asking me this morning, I think I lean slightly towards directing. I tend to like to have, you know, directing is more an overall vision, whereas acting is more a singular vision on your person.
Right.
So I love both. I think that they each inform each other. Mm-hmm. And doing one makes you better at the other and vice versa. So it's a hard call. If I had to, if someone had a gun to my head, I'd probably say directing. If someone said you could only do one, I would probably pick directing. No, I would. I'd pick directing. I do like directing better. I love the form, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same way. And I've had that same reaction when people have asked me, you know, about acting or directing. I'm like, and I love them both for different reasons. You know, mm-hmm. they're, you know, very similarly. So tell us about Reptile. You wrote it. Mm-hmm. First of all, how did you come up with the title?
The title is very central to the show in that there is a section of the show that deals with my take on, I think, our ancient brains that we need to come to terms with, because the reptilian brain, the brainstem, the amygdala, is our fight or flight, our fear. The most ancient part of our brains, you know, that's why it's called the reptilian brain. And I think that is something we need to come to terms with, that we don't deal with, because it leads to a lot of behavior that is instinctual and out of our control that we don't need anymore. We don't have to kill our food anymore.
Yeah. I
could go on and on about that, but we don't have to. Fight or flight is important, but sort of unnecessary, and it leads to aggression and rage and racism and bigotry and a lot of bad parts of us that we generally don't recognize it as an instinctual process, that we don't allow our rational minds to then say, wait a minute, man, that you shouldn't be scared of that. It's because fear is valuable, but it's destructive as heck and has led to war and cruelty and a lot of things that I think we need to, as a species, evolve beyond, because we don't need it like we used to. We don't need it like we used to, but we bow to it still. And I think, you know, we still need it, but I think it has a lot of bad effects on people because look at the state of the world since we've come into being. It would be easy to argue that it's gotten better, and it has, but we still are servants to that fear too often. You know, look at the horrors of World War II. Look at the time before that. Look at what we've done to each other a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, by the way, if you're, I always say that, you know, I came from radio, so I always say, if you're just joining us, which is not true in this case, because it's recorded. But anyway, I'm chatting with Matt Talbot. We're talking about his play, his original piece called Reptile. It's a one-man show. And it'll be performed at Center Stage Theater February 4th through the 6th. And for tickets, you want to log on to centerstagetheater.org, and theater is spelled E-R, centerstagetheater.org, or call the box office, 805-963-0408. So Matt, tell us a bit about the plot then. What is Reptile about?
Reptile, it begins with stories from my childhood that I think are reflective of a lot of the story of white American men. I think we share an experience, people of my age especially, things have changed. But, you know, I'm a 53-year-old male, and it's my hope that a lot of people can identify with my experience. Everybody's experience is unique. But the show begins in my childhood, and it's sort of goes back and forth between that into adulthood and the way I was shaped by both my education and society, and the way that there have been crucial things in the story of our country that have been left out, that have been either left out or sort of mentioned on the side, which have been very formative in our country. We're the oldest democracy, but we also started with 50% of us, 50% of the country had slavery, owning other human beings, which stuns me to this day that was how we started. And we pushed that to the corner. And we, of course, as most people do, we don't want to admit the bad parts of ourselves. We don't walk around with that individually, but as society, we have shoved that too far in the closet, and it keeps over and over again rearing its ugly head. Mm-hmm. And of late, it has really come out. The reptile has come out in us.
Okay.
And I think that's what is largely led us to, and I deal with this in the show, the dangerous and perilous moment our country and our democracy and worldwide democracy has found itself in at this moment, because I think we're in trouble. And if we don't deal with it, it's not a guarantee. Democracy requires that we cooperate and be truthful with ourselves. And we tend to live in denial too much about where we come from. And part of my thesis is that until we deal with this past, and it doesn't mean that we have to put on a hair shirt and walk around punishing ourselves about it, but we need to be clear-eyed about where a large part of our country was founded. We fought a war over it.
That's right.
And then we still didn't reconcile it.
Right, it still wasn't resolved.
We have military bases still named after Confederate generals. These people were traitors, and then we're fighting for a cause that fought to own other human beings. The whole show is not about racism, by the way.
I was just about to ask.
It's about other things too. That is but
you touch on racism as one.
I do. I touch on racism, sexism, homophobia.
Okay.
Climate change.
So is it safe to say that it's a political piece, or is it?
It's pretty political. You're gonna be able to tell where I stand.
it's probably
obvious from what I'm saying right now where I stand. But,
right. Right.
I try to leave the door open, though. I don't want to just preach to a choir. I try to tell my own deficits and faults, and I hope I'm successful, to present that I don't feel like I know anything either, and I've got things that I need to learn from other people. And that the world is not a black and white place, that it lives in a state of gray, and that they're to treat it as a black and white place is lazy, and it is trying to fit life into a box that it never belongs in, and leads us to problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about, we were talking a little bit before we went on about the whole writing process. Tell us about your writing process and how you, put it together, basically.
Sure. So, the first draft of this show, I think I started 4 or 5 months ago in the first draft of the show. What I didn't go over with you before was that I used to do stand-up comedy, and it was my intention. I wanted to get back into it. So I was trying to write a 10-minute set. And the more I wrote it, the more I thought, there's some comedy in here, but it's starting to get increasingly less funny. And I wrote and I wrote and I wrote. And I then at some point said, this isn't a comedy set. This is a one-man show. And then I continued to write with that in mind. I wrote the first draft in about a month. which is quick. That was 3 hours long. That's not what you're coming to see, by the way. It's only an hour.
but you went from 3 hours to an hour. That's
a lot of editing. So then I spent the next 3-4 months, whatever it was, rewriting, editing, shaping it down, trying to clarify the vision. It changed quite a bit. The first draft was angry, and I think it was a purge of being stuck inside and my current views on our politic and where we are. But I tried to then take the rage out of it, because that fought against the central thesis of my show, which is we need to not bow to fear. And I was going, we need to not bow to fear. Now watch me bow to fear. So it changed considerably, had some similarities, but you know, that was the basic process. I locked the script about 2 weeks ago, probably. I've been memorizing. Hard to memorize that much stuff. I've been memorizing for 2 months, so I did memorize stuff that I then had to re-memorize because I rewrote it. But so, you know, that's that. I hope I answer your question.
Yeah, absolutely. But do you find it difficult, though, because you're writing, you know, about your life and about your take on various topics in the world? Do you find it difficult to not want to go back and, I just want to change this, I just want to change that, or add this? Do you find that hard to do, or hard to, like, just let it be where it is?
Oh, yeah, it's very difficult. It took me a while to lock it down, but 2 weeks ago I said, I've got to lock this down or I'm not going to be able to have it in my head. So, yeah, and I've, you know, as I've written, I thought, okay, maybe there's other shows in here. I do think possibly there's some nuggets in my 3-hour version and other ideas I've had as I've written along, but part of editing is you've got to say, what belongs in this show? And there were things that didn't belong in the show. They could be in something else, or they may forever just, you know, they may end up in a trash heap. But that has been part of the editing process. And yes, when I lock down, I'm still thinking of stuff, and I keep telling myself, nope. Although I must admit, I poked one more line in there yesterday. So I hope that doesn't mess me up. At one line, you know, but I thought this has got to be in there. So, yeah, it's hard not to go back
and change stuff. You had to just you just had to be hard on yourself.
You do, and it's hard rewriting because I had to kill some things that I really liked the structure of, and that I thought were pretty sentences. But you know, writers call that killing your babies. And it was a bit of a massacre while I was rewriting, which is hard, but it's also joyful in that when you feel like it gets better, it becomes easier to cut those things. And I still got those drafts, so they're not dead, but that makes it easier to cut when you see, oh, this actually made it a lot better.
Do you think you'll hold on to those and maybe try to use them in some other show that you're thinking about, maybe?
I very well may. It's a, you know, like I said, some of them may end up in the trash. Some of them may be some nuggets that I'll use for something else. And I'll have to decide that after the show. I've been so singularly focused on this that I can't really afford to go, maybe I'll turn this into that or whatever. But after I'm done, I will look back into it.
And what are you hoping becomes of the show after this performance? Are you hoping to take it to other theaters, or what's your hope?
Broadway, Jim.
Broadway, yes, exactly. All the way to Broadway.
You got to dream big. I want to get it into a larger venue. So big dreams. We'll see. This has been joyful, and as I've gotten closer to opening, a little terrifying, because the audience is going to tell me whether this thing has legs or not. And you never know when you write something and perform it, or write something and watch other people perform it, you can have an inkling on whether it's going to work, but you never really know. And the audience will tell you. Yeah. And sometimes that's beautiful, and sometimes that's painful.
What are you hoping the audience takes away with them when they leave the theater? What are you hoping sticks with them, at least?
I think a lot of things, because I do cover a lot of ground. But I think one of the things, probably this, maybe the central thing, is that we need to recognize where we come from, where our past comes from. And as I said before, we don't need to beat ourselves up about that. But if we can accept that there's some bad things in our past, and more importantly, if we can take those things and learn from them and try not to repeat them, we will all become better human beings and a much kinder, gentler world if we can learn from those things and try not to repeat them going forward. I think that we need to continue to evolve as a species, but I've always believed, both personally and in a societal level, that if you do not admit your faults and try to move through them, if you don't stare the devil in the eye and become self-aware and be truthful with yourself, you will remain stuck and start repeating them. That I believe that on a personal level and a societal level too. And I believe that our society has become stuck. We need a therapist.
Yeah.
And I hope that people take that away from this show. And I hope that also people take away some optimism, because I am optimistic. And I drive the show towards that by the end, but we deal with hard truths before that. Or what are hard truths to me? I am not everybody. And I do not want to come off as preachy and I know better. I don't. I'm just a white dude. And all I have is my white privileged male experience to share with the audience and say, what do you think? And I hope that that's a message that resonates. I hope it matters. Everybody wants to matter. I think that's our purpose on being on this planet. Not that you matter for an individual reason, but that you make a difference in people's lives. That's part of the reason I teach.
Yeah.
I hope that that's what people walk away with. There are other things, but that is the main thrust of what I hope people walk away with at the end of the evening or afternoon.
Right, right. And I'm chatting with Matt Talbot, and he has written an original piece called Reptile, and it will be performed at Center Stage Theater February 4th through the 6th, and the performances are 8 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, 2 p.m. on Sunday. And for ticket information, you can call the box office at 805-963-0408. And if you're just grabbing your pen right now, again, that's 805-963-0408. Or you can also buy tickets on the website, centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's centerstagetheater.org. And then, Matt, is there anything that you've wanted to do, beyond this play? Are there plays that you've either wanted to either be in as an actor or direct? Are there shows that you have that you've always are on your list?
Yeah, how much time have you got? a ton, as some of them I'm too old for. I would have loved to have played Hamlet when I was a young man, but that's not going to happen. Although Kenneth Branagh played it later in life, but I don't think
I was going to say, some people have.
I'd like to direct it. I'd like to direct Romeo and Juliet. I really love Shakespeare. I'd like to be in a ton of Shakespeare. One of my favorite playwrights is Samuel Beckett. Waiting for Godot, if I had to name a favorite play, is my favorite play. I would love to direct and or be in a production of Waiting for Godot that approached it from a more Buddhist perspective, beginning with the first line, which is nothing to be done, which is sometimes delivered as nothing to be done, we are all screwed, instead of nothing to be done, it's okay. So I would love to take that one on, see if that, I can follow that through with the through line. I want to keep writing. I want to keep directing. I want to keep acting. I think I would prefer that my next piece would be a play. I also have some plays and I need to go back and look at those, but I would like to direct one of them and not be in it.
Just direct and not have to worry about
it. Yeah. I mean, you know, this is the most, I've never done a one-man show and it's a lot. And it's a joy, but it's also scary.
And
hard to memorize.
How's the process been with you and the director during the rehearsal process? How has that been going?
That's been great. The director is one of my best friends on the planet, who I've known since my time at Wayne State in Detroit. His name is Larry Joe Campbell. He was on the show According to Jim, and he's still a working actor, and he did a one-man show. That's part of the reason I asked him to help me out with this. He's got great vision. We have a similar aesthetic, but not exactly the same, which is helpful. He's like my brother, so that's helpful, because there's a lot of love there, and he's kind but honest, and I need that. I needed that. I need someone else's perspective besides my own. Once I got him on board, the show has gotten a heck of a lot better. He's a great director. He's put his vision combined with mine in there, which I think has made it a much stronger show, much more entertaining. I mean, you know, you asked me what I hope to get out of it. I also hope people are entertained. There's a fair amount of humor in this. It is not all
angry white man.
Chicken Little angry white man. I've actually written most of the anger out of there, to be honest.
Right. Oh, that's
cool. I don't think that's helpful to the moment or to an audience. It's been a rough few years.
It has.
I don't think they want to hear an angry white guy prattle on for an hour about how mean and ugly we are. I have put what I hope is a lot of beauty in there as far as our spirit, and what I hope is a fair amount of humor. There is humor in there.
Yeah.
A fair amount, and I should have started with that more, because it would be easy to think this is all just a serious show. It's not. I don't think we should take our lives. I don't think we can take it too seriously and without humor, which is the way that I think a lot of us deal with pain. I've always thought humor was pain turned outwards. We need to laugh at ourselves, and we're funny.
Yeah.
I hope I'm funny. I don't know. We'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, we'll find out what the audience
will tell me that.
Right.
So, you know, I've tried to put a fair amount of humor and some levity in there.
Sure.
While at the same time trying to deliver what can be a tough message.
Right. And a message that maybe people do need to at least hear. Or at least, you know, have some kind of, you know, plant the seed, if you will.
Yeah, I think so. Again, I don't want to preach. I don't know everything. I don't know much. I'm learning every day.
Well, but, aren't we all? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And we should be. I mean, we should be learning. If you're not, you stay still. But I hope so. Again, I don't want to pretend I know everything, because I certainly don't. And I don't want to point fingers in people's chests and say, you need to do better either. And but I hope that people can walk away feeling both uplifted and feeling like we need to make a change in some of our behavior.
Nice. Very cool. And again, the show is called Reptile. It opens February 4th through the 6th at Center Stage Theater. It's an original piece written by Matt Talbot and performed by him as well. And for tickets, you want to call the box office at 805-963-0408. And the website is centerstagetheater.org. You can also purchase tickets on the website as well, centerstagetheater.org. And Matt, I want to thank you so much for joining us today on the show, and continued success with the piece and with other endeavors and break a leg and all that good stuff. And thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I wanted to plug this in real quick. Student tickets are $10. Adults are $15. So I think it's, in the world of theater, that's fairly cheap. I just paid $150 for Hamilton. This is Hamilton. I'm not saying claiming that I'm that. But
wait, $150 for Hamilton? That's cheap.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was pandemic prices.
Yeah.
You know, I hope to entertain you for an hour, and it's reasonably priced.
Yeah, oh, very, very, very reasonably so. Very, yeah. Very doable for folks. And again, $10 for students, $15 for general.
Yep.
Awesome. And again, for tickets, you can go to centerstagetheater.org or call the box office, 805-963-0408. And Matt, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us on the show, and continue success with everything and all that good stuff.
Thank you so much, Jim. Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure too. And again, the show is called Reptile. You can learn more on Center Stage's website, centerstagetheater.org. And I just want to thank everybody for listening and watching, and we will catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.